Stop by any one of our four locations today.
Doing up a Friday morning here from my radio hut on Dakota Avenue. So got a little light rain showing up here, 50 degrees. Our Friday talk around continues. I'm not shy about saying this is one of my favorite segments. I got a lot of favorites, and this is one. I talk with CHI President Terry Anderson every Friday. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Now, we haven't had a chance to talk for a couple weeks,
right.
And you were just giving me the rundown of what's all been going on, and I don't know how you do it all in one breath. You've been very, very busy. What's been happening? Catch me up.
So last week we finished up Nurses Week and had a great celebration. We're just finishing up Nursing Home and Hospital Week. Let me tell you, I probably gained 5 pounds. We served breakfast. We've had cookouts. We've had gifts. We've had games. So a lot of exciting things. And now we're going to head into Ambulance Week. And that's something we pride ourselves. And we're going to give back to the community with an open house. But I'm not going to share anymore because I have Mike in the house, head of the ambulance, who's going to shower us with what we're going to do.
Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Thanks for coming in here when Brianna summoned you in here to talk archery. So we're covering all the bases today. So a lot of changes. I mean, you are directly affiliated with CHI St. Francis.
And yes.
Now a great open house happening. What's going to be happening here? Tell us about it.
We're going to have, well, of course, food. That draws everybody, right?
Right, absolutely.
Burgers, brats, chips, potato salad, beverages. And cookies. Don't forget the cookies.
Right.
Kids love the cookies.
Got to have the sweets.
Yes. And then we're also going to have some prizes, door prizes for everybody. We'll have some for adults and some for children. So bring them in, and who knows, maybe they'll get to go home with something fun.
Right. Tell me about, if you can, and this is a big question, tell me about the technology that goes into an ambulance. I mean, we see you guys on the move constantly. But what's actually inside there? You know,
right.
I peeked inside, and again, I assume during this open house, people can look inside and go and start asking questions. Tell me about the technology inside.
I've been doing this my whole career, and the technology improvements have been astounding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing things now that I never imagined I ever would. It's in the cardiac monitor. It's in analyzing the oxygen level in your blood. It's even in the cot that we use to get patients in and out of the ambulance. All of that has changed so much that we have to become so much better as a professional, just understanding how to use the hardware.
Is that challenging? I mean, with that much information coming at you,
but a good challenge? It is. Yes, it's a good challenge. It's all for the better. And we're using computers now, too, in the rig. And wow, you know, I never knew I'd be using a computer in an ambulance.
So tell me about, like, I don't know if there is a typical call, but how do you relay information back and forth, you know, once you transport a patient to CHI? What is the information transfer there?
We're using cell phones most of the time because that two-way communication is so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have radios that we can use.
Right.
But that's more difficult to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And the radio communication has improved so much over the years.
Right.
And we're really looking forward to the new communication system coming into Richland County here shortly.
That's right. I was going to ask you about that as well, because that's going to be kind of groundbreaking in itself. I remember the days, this is going to kind of date me, Mike, back in the days I'd look into an ambulance and there'd be like two oxygen tanks. and a stretcher. That was pretty much it.
And a Band-Aid.
Things have changed since, you know.
Very much so.
And again, it's just great to hear about all this technology and the fact that the public can come and ask you questions, too.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to visiting with everybody who comes to our open house. I really hope that our patients come, too, because, unfortunately, we see them when they're sick or injured during, you know, some of the rough times in their lives. I love to see them when they're healthy and happy. So
right.
I want them to come and say hi and tell us about their experience.
Does that, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up, the returns, you know, the people that come back when they are healthy. And what are some of the things that they say to you? What are some of the things that you hear other than just thanks for saving my life?
I think the biggest thing is that they appreciate the the human kindness of it all.
Right.
That we were so friendly and helpful and kind to them, and that's just heartwarming.
Right. Well, I can say, just having talked with you, the right person for the right job, I always love seeing that happen, and you are that, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in and talking with us. Terry, again, what I love about this segment, you always bring me such great guests.
Well, thank you.
And again, this is going to be a great open house.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Quickly, tell me a little bit about the relationship since teaming up with the ambulance, and since they become part of the CHI family. How has that transitioned?
Do you know, the transition went smoothly. You know, we worked with them already in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We've got extra set of hands. We've got... I say it's flawless. It was meant to be.
Right.
You know, and when Mike talked a little bit about what happens, you know, even before we had a relationship, but patients, when we have an ambulance in the community with the technology and the high quality care, they're getting that firsthand care right at in their home. They assess the situation, they dive in, they take care of it. So a lot of that is done before they come to the hospital. And we're on the same platforms. Our equipment is integrated together, so it's just smooth. It's flawless. It's perfect. It was meant to be.
What a great resource in a community to have that available.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people kind of take that for granted, and they shouldn't, because yep. It's like we're very, very lucky and fortunate.
And the other thing I need to say is a lot of people, you know, I shouldn't say this, Mike, and I could be kind of wrong, but, you know, it's hard to find EMTs and paramedics, mm-hmm. and same as with nurses out there.
Right.
And you know what? I will shout out to every member on that ambulance squad. Not once do they come in and say, you know, oh my gosh, we're overworked, we're tired, you know. And I think Mike's, April was your all-time high. I mean, how many runs do you usually do a day?
We were averaging about 4.5 calls a day last year, but this year we've been averaging 5.5. So we're up about 25% this year for
wow.
unknown yeah. reasons.
Incredible. Yeah. And again, yeah. How fortunate we are to have this available. And again, the open house coming up when?
On the 20th.
On the 20th.
So 5:30 to 7:30.
Folks, stop by, ask questions, and take a peek at all that beautiful technology.
Yep.
Mike, Terry, thank you so much for stopping by here. It's
9:29.
You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Acreage enrollment applications are now being accepted for two offerings within the USDA's Conservation Reserve Program. Rod Bain has more on the story.
Now underway, the latest general sign-up period for USDA's Conservation Reserve Program.
USDA Farm Service Agency is accepting offers through June 6th.
FSA Administrator Bill Beam says, in addition, applications for continuous CRP acreage enrollment are also being accepted through June 6th. The program celebrates its 40th anniversary in 2025.
With 1.8 million acres available for all CRP enrollment this fiscal year, we are aware that we are